Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We're holding on Samach Vav on the base, about a fifth of the way up. Omer of Nachman, Hashad Yomer Rabbanan Esmachta Lo Kanya. We learned yesterday, basically, the Das Arabim was that Esmachta is not Kanya. What about in a case where somebody didn't know that Esmachta Lo Kanya, and he relied on this deal? The deal being, if I don't pay you up to such and such a time, you can make off with my field. So the guy does make off with his field. This guy hears a half a year later that Lamaisa, that was an Esmachta, he didn't have to give him the field, he should continue to look for money, pay him back the field. The guy had no right to collect the field. So he sues him. At that point, Hodar Ara v'Hodar Peri. The land can be recovered in court, and the Perot can be recovered in court. Which peirot? Rashi learns the peirot. It's talking about the peirot that he ate after the time that he collected the field shalokadin. What about the peirot that he was eating, assuming, if Rashi is saying lacha shaloshanim, that there were peirot betoch shaloshanim, which of course would have been ribi. Said before, you can't have him eating the peirot during that time, because then for sure he wasn't going to give it back. So Rashi says it's not referring to that. There's a machlokas in the Achronim, but the Rashi means that vadai would be chayzer, or that vadai wouldn't be chayzer. We'll see later on, it's a little bit dependent how to understand the sugya later on, about whether perot are considered to be ribit tzitzar or not, which we're going to talk about later. But in any event, the perot afterwards, he allowed him to eat out of a mistaken mechila, thinking that the guy had a right to walk off with his field. Since it was mistaken, so the perot also come back. Are you trying to say, says the Gemara, Lamaimer, the sover of Nachron, Mechila, Beta'ut, lo havi Mechila? So in other words, since you're saying it was mistaken, and had he known, he wouldn't have been Mochel, so the Mela now, it all goes back. The problem is that Reb Nachman, we have other cases that show us that Reb Nachman holds, that Mechila, Beta'ut is considered to be Mechila, Ve'ayitma. Amochel perot deke lechaveiro. So a guy makes a deal with a friend, that he should pay him up front for all of the peirot that his palm tree is going to be produced. This guy's going to get all of the dates. Now, Lamais, it's the middle of the winter, and there's absolutely no sign even of incipient peirot at this point. Which means that even if you hold that an Adam is makna dover shaloba liyalam, there needs to be something where we see that it's incipient to be bala alam, not that there should be nothing at all.
Tree's not enough?
No, tree's not enough. So therefore, it says, Ravuna achilo bo liolam yochol achzorba. So until something appears over here, the chanita of the perot. So then you can have charata, because the mechir was had nothing to be chala. Misha bo liolam, however, once already, the chanita takes place. Since I hold that an adam is makna dover shalom bo liolam, so memela, if there's something on which it should be chal, the mechir was chal, lo yochol achzorba. Reb Nachman says, "Af mishabo liyaylon, since ein adam makna dover shalobo liyaylon, the merkah was never chal, so that he can always have charata because there never was a binding sale." The Yomer of Nachman, now Reb Nachman said, even though lemaisa I hold that he could always have charata, I just want you to know that when it comes to lemaisa, if it happened that modina the ishamet ve'achel, if lemaisa before the guy had gone ahead and had picked off these peirot, so then the din would be that it's mechila and lo mafkina mine. So how do you explain that? Here he's saying that mechila b'ta'ut is considered to be mechila. And there he's saying that mechila b'ta'ut is not considered to be mechila. And hodar, the peirot, together with the ara. So it's a contradiction. Answers the Gemara, you're neglecting one little minor problem. What did you think? And that is whether perhaps the reason that he paskened over here that it's hadar is not mechila betoud, but because it's daimel ribit. The case that you were talking about was a case of halva'a. And this case is of the case of mechira dover shaloba liolam is talking about a case of mechira. So in the case of mechira, we don't have to be concerned about ribit. And in the case of halva'a, we do have to be concerned about ribit. There's no comparison between the two cases. So enoch inami mechila b'ta'ut is considered to be a proper mechila. That may be true. But it's also true that if that happens through halva'a, it is similar to halva'a, to ribit on halva'a, and therefore, forget about it. Omar Rava. So Rava says, look, I want you to know, I was there in court when this whole conversation came up. Now, Rav Nachman, And he was saying at that time, well, I made that if the mice guy got away with any of these perot, that enochinami, it's considered to be mechila. And I wanted to ask him a question from Ono, and I noticed that Odik Chazitan Islandit. I saw that he was looking at me and he understood what I was going to be asking, and he showed me that he's right before I could ask it from the din of Islandis. Okay, and here's what I was thinking, and here's what he was saying. I wanted to ask him on this. Isn't the whole point of Ono in the Torah Mechila B'Taut? The guy agreed to pay, overpay for something, and then when he finds out that he overpaid, so now he's able to get his money back, if it was a shtus. So you say, but you agreed to pay, so basically you were merchel, just like over here. So isn't that an indication that lemaisa, it's not considered to be a mechila if it was bataut? So every no onaz mechila bataut will have a mechila. The odik, and he had figured out in advance what I was going to ask, and chazit and ilanit, and he showed me from the case of ilanit that he's right. And he said, look, the din is by an ilanit where it was mechila bataut, and nonetheless it's mechila. What is he referring to? He's referring to the Mishnah that we had back in Ketuvos, and Amima in it. So you have over here a child bride that now can just say, I don't want you as my husband, the whole marriage is annulled. Or a Shnia. A Shnia is an Iser Erva Midrabona. Or an Islandis. So over there, the Chachomim gave a Knas that she doesn't have a Ketuvos, she gets married. Or an Islandis. Now, an Islandis, and here's where we get into the important issue for us. The islandist that the husband didn't know was an islandist turns out to be a mekach ta'ud. He never would have married her as an islandist. And we'll see that the din is that there's a mechila b'ta'ut over there. Nonetheless, it's a mechila. And the halacha is that in those cases, when they walk out of the marriage, ein lahem lo ketubah, they don't collect the ketubah, they don't get any of the peirot that he's been eating of the nechasim, where we said over there that if she collects perot through a Yerusha, something like that, the Baal is echo perot, there's no perot that she can get back. Lo mizonot, if she borrowed, you know, we had cases the husband was around, she borrows for mizonot, the husband's supposed to pay back, izab achiv to pay back. Velo bela'ot, not only that, but if she brought in linen, let's say, for nedunya, so then even what was used does not have to be returned. Rashi learns even if it's around. Tosfos learns only if it's not around.
She borrows, he's required to pay back.
Normally. But if it turns out that the whole thing is a mekach ta'ut, so all arrangements.
She would have to.
Exactly, and all arrangements are canceled. So now you see from here that when she was mochelet, she allowed the husband to use this. She allowed the husband to eat peirot. She doesn't get any of it back. Why? Why don't we say that it was a mechila b'ta'ut? So clearly, mechila b'ta'ut is, in fact, as I'm saying, says Reb Nachman, a valid mechila. In which case, if the guy in that case, where he sold a dover shelo bo li'oilo, and the guy goes and takes, so he was mindful. V'lohi. The truth is that the entire conversation between Rava and Reb Nachman doesn't make any sense from beginning to end. The ona wasn't the question, and the ilonit wasn't an answer. So lo ona'a haviti yufta, v'lo ilonit misayye alei. Lo ona tiyufta. The ona is not a problem. The lo yada the ona is a mochel gabe. Mechila means where there's an issue. So now you know about the issue and you're mochel the issue. By ona there was no issue. I mean, the whole point of ona is the guy thought that was the price and it was overpaying. So what are you going to say? Since he paid it, he was mochel. He was never mochel. He didn't know anything to be mochel about. Mashenkin over here, the cases of Asmakta or the Mechira over here. Whatever problems existed, the guy saw that the person is taking the payroll. He could have complained at that point. They could have argued about it like they did later. And he just said, the heck with it. Okay, so then that is a Mechila. You say, but had I known that it would have been so easy to get. Okay, that's a Mechila b'ta'ut. But you knew that he was eating, you allowed him to eat it, fine. That's a Mechila. The islandit has nothing to do with it either, because what do you bring a raya? That an islandit clearly was a mechila b'ta'ut. Not true. The islandit would have been mochelet anyway, because the truth is it was worth it for her to be viewed as a married woman for that period. So now there's looking back at her life, the fact that she could say she was married, is worth it for her. So nechle, the tepe gala shemante ishut, and fine, so it cost her the perot. Big deal. Now, he eat the Amr Leila Ugabra. There was a woman that asked somebody to do a favor for her and to arrange a deal on property that was to be bought by, from her cousins. So, Zil Zovin Li Ara Mikrevoy, buy me this piece of property from my family. So he goes, his agent, and he's Zavanla, and the seller says to him, look, I'm really reluctant to part with this property. So, Ihavili Zuzi, Mardartlani Ali, if I end up with money, will you return this for me? And I'll pay you back? Omar Lo, so he said to him, look, Atva Navla Achad, you and Navla, that was the name of this woman, you're basically members of the same family, you'll work it out, you know what I mean? What do I know? Whenever you're dealing with people that understand where you're coming from, hopefully you'll be able to work it out. It doesn't give him any promises. Just tells him, it'll probably be okay, you know? It'll be okay.
Yes,
sir. So, Amar Rabba Baravuna, those kinds of answers, call every answer that runs along the lines of, everything will just be fine. You know, At Vanavla Achin is basically the guy that's doing it is selling Somchadaitis. He is semech his das on this tonight, and that it will indeed work out, in which case then there's a big machlokas we're showing him what this means. The Rambam learns it means that the guy never fully gave him an answer, and therefore there never fully was a kinyan. Because this person is unsure of what that means, in which case there's no semeches das. There's no semeches das, there's no kinyan at all. Right. Others learn there is a kinyan, but the kinyan is fully dependent on this. It's a real tanai. And he's really shemich his das on it, because you make him feel like everything is really going to be okay. And since people in those situations are, in fact, looking for things to be okay, they're feeling very insecure. So they hear what they want to hear. So since he hears what he wants to hear, Lamaisa, it's dependent on if he gets the money, he should be able to buy it back.
So how is
the word for logam? Without the tanai is what it means. He's not makne without unconditionally makne, but it's a good kinyan. That's how the other rishonim learn. So now, if he ends up getting the money, so then, or even according to Rambam, if he doesn't end up getting the money, so ara hodra perimai, the land will be returned under these circumstances. What would be the din of the peirot in the event that the land is returned? Do we say that this is a case of ribit kitsutza and it's yotza b'dayanim? O dilma ki avak ribit havi ve'en yotza b'dayanim. What is the way?
At this point, the land is going to be sold.
The guy brings the money back a year later.
He does get the land back.
Gets the land back. Okay. Meanwhile, they've been eating the peirot, thinking that it was a good purchase. How do we look at the deal? We look at the deal, because he was saying that he could get it back. We look at it as a halva'a, since it's always up to him. We said if you say it's adatoi, so then he can get it back. If he makes such a tanai, we look at it as a loan. But that means that the achil of the peirot in between is ribit for the money that he's holding on to. It's just constructed as if it was a sale. But in reality, it's a glorified loan. Now, if it's a loan, then it could be that this is mamish ribit kitsutza. There's a number of different issues over here. Is this truly a loan, or is it only the appearances of a loan? If it's only the appearances of a loan, then you couldn't have, perhaps, ribit kitsutza, because it's meher. Assuming that it's a loan, you need also to define what you mean by ribit kitsutza. Is ribit kitsutza a certain amount, in which case allowing a person to eat the peirot is not katsutz? Or is it a certain defined quality? You can have the peirot of this field. Is ribit kitsutza only where there will surely be something, which is not the case here, there may be a drought, there'll be nothing, or is ribit kitsutza, again, a quality even if it might not deliver? There are all different ways of understanding what the Gemara's question was, and it varies greatly among the various achronim, various rishonim. The definition of ribit kitsutza we're going to be agonizing over along the parak. So, but take those issues into consideration. How do we look at it? And of course, the nafka mina will be whether it's yotza b'dayanim or not yotza b'dayanim. So again, as I mentioned to you earlier, I actually forgot. Sorry. The Rambam learns in the previous case when it says yotza peri, where Rashi says the perot after shalosh shanim. The Rambam learns that even the perot betok shalosh shanim is considered to be ribit ksutzah, netziotze bedayonim, in the earlier case. But of course, that was a deal in which it was constructed clearly as a loan. Correct? That was, if you don't pay up within 3 years, you get my field. Over here, you're now buying my field, but you can buy it back. I can buy it back if I get money. And clearly the two cases are not the same.
What, pawning?
Which case?
The same case. I can buy it back. If you want to buy it from me, and I'm going to buy it back from you if I get the money.
No. A pawn is a mashke. This is an actual sale. There are a number of different levels of interactions that need to be defined, and the Gemara is currently beginning a journey to define them. There's, obviously, we've already spoken about a loan or a glorified sale, which is really a loan, but there's also a sfirut for time, where we could look at the relationship as one of I'm giving you money in return for the use of the land, but then you should be able to get the land back at the end of that period, and the loan should no longer be a chiyuv. There's stam, as we learned yesterday, an apotike, which is a type of pawn, in which in case you have a right to actually keep this, according to Rashi, even if I want to pay you up the money I have a right to, it's more than a pawn. According to others, it's just a very specific lien on the field. We'll see very subtle nafkaminas between the different issues. And clearly there are different ways of creating these loans. For instance, there's the type of loan that you would be created with no prepayment penalty if you take a mashkanta. So if it's no prepayment penalty, that means you have a right to get it back at any point. You get it back at any point, it's much less similar to either a mecher or a sfirut than a mashkanta that says you cannot prepay this loan. The mashkanta during this period is in the rishus of the bank. Only after 5 years or 20 years, whatever it is, you get rights. Now that's much more similar to a sale or to a rental, depending on whether you deduct the paris of the field or not. Okay, but these are all issues that we're gonna need to look at right now. So we begin now further research into the relationship of the ribit in such a case where it's created as a sale, and furthermore, it doesn't have any defined value, but it has a defined quality. So do we consider this to be ribit ksutzah, which is yotze b'dayanim? Or do ma ki avak ribit avi ve'en yotze b'dayanim? Omar Rabba Baravuna, Mistava ki avak ribit avi ve'en yotze b'dayanim. It's like a avak ribit, and it's not yotze b'dayanim. How about a straight-out mashkanta? How about where you give a guy money for a loan, it's not constructed as a sale, and over there, the guy is going to eat the perot on his own. It's not that you gave him a ketzitza. You didn't say, like you did in the case over here. In one sense, this is less common, because you made it as a sale. But in another sense, because you made it as a sale, it's more chomer. Because by making it as a sale, you told him you have every rights to what it is that the field produces. If, however, you take a loan with a mashkanta, and you never mention anything about the perot, and now the lender takes advantage of you by going down into the field and saying, you can't come in here, I'm holding this as a mashkan, and meanwhile, he goes ahead and he eats the perot. So on the one hand, you never mention anything about perot, so it's less similar to ribit ksutzah. On the other hand, lamaisa, it's a loan, and therefore it's more chomer, because it wasn't even constructed as a sale. So what would be the halacha of a mashkanta? Hatam taimamai, mishum de lo kotzle, sakinami lo kotzle, is the point over here that we said that by the case of the mecher, is because it wasn't defined, and that's why you're telling me that it's considered to be, since it's lo kotz, it's not considered to be ribit ktsutzah, and therefore, it would be not yotze b'dayanim. That's what you said. So, I mean, if that's the case, then the fact that it was undefined is something that is only avak ribit. Or is it because it was created as a loan? Now, again, that could be a combination. In other words, now, since it was created as, I mean, a sale as opposed to a loan, it will never be considered to be ribit ktsutzah, because we're not going to be makbid on something that is only vaguely cuts in a sale, but we would be in a loan. That could be the question, you see. Again, there's big machlokas over here, whether that's what we're saying, or whether we're actually saying it's not called ribit ktsutzah, because there's no issue of the ktsitzah. It's just that we'll never be motzi b'dayonim anything that was made along the lines of a sale and not a loan. Understood? Or there's a combination of taking into consideration the fact that it wasn't cuts, along with the context of the transaction, loan or sale. In which case, we could say the mashkanta is worse because it's a halva'a, despite the fact that it was low cut, despite the fact that it was more, it was less cut than they over there. So it should be less similar to Ribit Tzutza. Omar Lay, so he told him, no, the main point is that it remains an undefined interest payment. And since it's undefined, it's not recoverable in court. So it's Bishum de lo Kutzle, and therefore we don't care whether it was done Bederach Zvina or it was done Bederach Halva'a. So Hachanami lo Kutzle. Omar Rav Papa, you should know that Ravina Ovad Uvda V'choshiv V'apik Perit. Ravina Halacha Lamaisa went ahead and was motzi peirot de lo karaba baravuna, and he did not paskin like Rabba Baravuna to say it was only avak ribit, and he viewed it as ribit tzutza. Omar Mar Bereder of Yosef Mishmei the Rabba, hay mashkanta ba'arta de mesalke. Depending on locations, there are different versions of mashkanta ot. Now we'll see later on that obviously you could specify what your mashkanta is in terms of a prepayment penalty. Okay. But there are loans that are created as mortgages that you cannot pay back early, even with a penalty. So that's called a mashkanta de lo misalkin. It means you cannot get rid of the mortgage even if you pay it back. It only will go off at the end of a certain number of years. That's a de lo misalkin. There's also mashkanta de misalkin.
It's so cute for...
Yeah. Now, the difference between those two relationships is that if it's mistalke, then it looks much more like a loan. Because since I can give back the money at any time and get this back, I can't really claim that this looks like a mecher, because mechers, you can't just arbitrarily get your money back and take your field back. Or it looks much less like a rental, because if it were a rental, there had to be some time that's part of the rental. And over here, I can get it back tomorrow if I want. So therefore, we get into bigger trouble in terms of ribit issues where a mashkanta is mistalken without any problem. I can always pay it back early. That becomes a bigger problem because it's more similar to a loan. Therefore, it says, Ma'abereder of Yosef Mishmei de Rava, a mashkanta where the norms of mortgages is that it's ba'atu de nisalke that can be repaid early. So then, ochal shir azuzi misalkin onlay. If the person has been going down there and taking the peirot of the field, the value of the loan, the moment it hits the value of the loan, this person could sue to get him off of the property. Because since this is an atu de misalke, he can claim I was misalek you with the money that you made off of the field. You were never given the right to take the peirot of the field. So you're eating the peirot of the field. Okay, but now you ate sufficiently to pay back the loan. So now the loan is canceled and you're out of here. Fine. How about Tvei? Achal Tvei, however, if this person ate beyond the value of the loan, lo mafkin amine, we do not get that out from him, because as we said, we view that as ribit that's not ktsutsa, and it's not yotze b'dayani. Not only that, if you have another account in the same bank, you can't apply the overpayment to the other account. So that lo makshavina mishtara lishtara. You wouldn't even be able to say, well, okay, but you ate enough to be misalik this loan and that loan. Now, that doesn't matter. I wasn't eating this as part of that loan. That was one mortgage, and this was another mortgage. You can't apply one to the other. Whereas, if we were talking about yitomim, so then where you're dealing with yitomim, the court is considered to be avim shel yitomim. So, therefore, it's as if this entire thing, at the moment that it could have been sued, was sued in Beis Din, because Beis Din is achroi on it. In which case, b'diyat me'ochal shir zuzu misalkinan le, and even if he was ochal tvei, then it's as if it was already nitba in court in mafkinamine. Not only that, we will apply it from one shtar to another shtar. Omer of Ashi, this makes no sense. Because if you're saying, hashti the amr, now that you've told me that if you over, you go beyond the amount of the loan, you've agreed lo mafkinamine, then what you're doing is you're getting into an impossible contradiction. Either you hold this is ribit ktsutza, or you hold it's ribit that's not ktsutza. You can't have it both ways. If it's ribit that's not ktsutza, it's not recoverable in court. And if it's not recoverable in court, how can it be applied to an account, even if it's the same account? You are arbitrarily, in other words, you're making it look nice, but in reality, what are you doing? You're taking it out of the guy's pocket, saying, well, you didn't have a right to eat that, because that's ribit. So we're going to apply it to the loan. I didn't apply it to the loan. I stole it. So what are you telling me? You were a bad boy. Thank you. I was a bad boy. You have anything else to say about it? You can't take it away from me because it's repeat. That's not ketutzah. So memanavshach. If you can't take it away from me to apply to another contract, how in the world do you intend to take it away from me to apply to this contract? You can't ex post facto define the nature of my achila. Therefore, this whole thing makes no sense. You can't have it both ways. Not only that, it can't even be different for yatomim. What's the difference? You couldn't recover it from anybody. If it's repeat, that's not ketzutza. So therefore, I say, if you're ready to stand on that principle, that if you ate more than the value of the loan, he doesn't have to pay it. So then even if he eats the value of the loan, you can't get him off of the property. Below Zuzi, without paying back the loan. Because my taima, so look below Zuzi, is a fukiminehu. Can you explain to me why throwing a person off a piece of property, against which he has a lien to recover a loan, is not taking money away from him? And giving it, applying it to the loan? It's exactly the same thing. It's a fukiminehu. You're taking it away from him. Is this a case of avak ribit or is it not? Havi avak ribit, you said it was. Avak ribit, ena yotzit bedayoni. And therefore, this would be true even about yitomim. Avad ravashi uvda yitomim kitanim kigdolim. And indeed, even though these were yitomim or kitanim and the bezdim was achroi on them and so on and so forth, he held that you could not be mesalik the lender since he had been eating the peyrot as avak ribit, and that if they want the field back, it's going to have to be repaid. And that the Beis Din has no power to enforce, even for yatomim ketanim, a ruling that is based on being recovering avak ribit. Omer Rava Breit of Yosef Mishpeh the Rava. A mashkanta ba'atu de mesalke. You should know how to act. And I'm just telling you that if you are going to give a guy a loan, based on mashkanta, in a place where that can be repaid without penalty early, so then you should not get involved in a deal like that if you're going to be eating the peyrot, unless you're going to be deducting a nachyata. So nachyata would be a yearly deduction for the right of the peyrot. It's not the full market value of the peyrot, but it's the right to rent a field for the peyrot. That's basically what you're doing. So if you deduct what it would have cost to rent a field for the peyrot, then that's fair. Then it's not rebit. However, if you are a Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't even do that. Because it looks very fishy. Over there, people are going to look at him and they're going to say, oh, probably he's getting it for cheap. He's only deducting a small amount of money every year. And people will definitely say that. And therefore, it's not right if they see a Talmud Chacham eating it that way, then they'll go ahead and they'll eat really even without nachyat. Okay, so then what's the eight? So if I want to give somebody a mortgage, so how could I work it out that in the interim I would be allowed to eat the peirot? So ela b'may necho, what should a Talmud Chacham do? Well, what he could do is he could give the mortgage b'kitzuta. We're going to see what that is in a moment. Not b'nachyata, but b'kitzuta. Now, wait a minute now. There's a machlokus about whether a kitzuta's mutter or not. So, how about, according to the Mandi Omer, also, Bechlal, kitzuta is asira, ma'ikalamema. Okay, what are you going to say? Now, here, let's first see what a kitzuta is and what the machlokis is. So, the aunt, the itma. Kitzuta, we have a machlokis between Ravak and Ravina. Charamar kitzuta sharia, charamar kitzuta asira. Now, what kitzuta are they talking about? Hefidomi kitzuta. Define to me kitzuta, which means there's a certain end to this, right? It's a certain amount, which has a ceiling. So, for instance, suppose the Amalei, at chamesh shnif, achilna below nachyata, you tell him like this, that for 5 years, we will be eating the peirot over here without deducting it. Mikan ve'elak shaymina l'cha kulu peir. Up until that time, we eat without any nachyata. If it goes beyond 5 years, so then we will deduct the full value of the peirot that are eaten. This type of arrangement is common in an arisut. When somebody's sharecropping a land, what he'll do is, okay, I'll be investing, I'll be taking care of this land, and I'll keep it the first 5 years, and I'll give it to you for the next 5 years. So it's a way of basically splitting, one during the time while I'm investing and putting in my major sprinkler systems and bringing in topsoil, et cetera, during that time I'll be eating it. And therefore we don't have a similarity to rebit at all. The Ikari Amri holds that kol below nachyat, it doesn't matter because It looks very bad during those opening years. If you're eating without taking anything off at all, it looks like straight out rebid. Over there, according to this Lashon, both Rav Acha and Ravina are made that it's Osir because it's Mechzik Rebid. When we're talking about a Kitzuta, where there was a Machlokis about whether it's Mutter, there he says, look, for 5 years I'll eat with a standard nachyata. After that I'll give the whole thing to you, anything that I eat, and the rest you keep. So the combination of the two makes it very clear that there's no rebate issue that's going on here at all. Now there is a little bit of a problem over here, because obviously this is not going to work, or at least it would appear that it's not going to work, if it's alone that you can be misalik at any time. Because what if you're misalik during the period before you're able to get anything at all out of it? So then that means for those 5 years, when you're misalik, you were eating everything without taking anything off, according to the first Lashon. And then even according to the second Lashon, how exactly would it work? So indeed, there are many Rishonim who learn that this part of the discussion is clearly, we've switched into an alter de lo misalik, because otherwise this simply would not work at all. Okay, there are those who learn that there is a machlokas indeed between Ravina and Rav Acha and Rova over here about whether even in an atra de lo misalke you could only use kitzuta. The first, the bandi osar bekamaita, shori bebatraita. Fine. So the first bandi omar says you cannot use a kitzuta, but he would be matur using a kitzuta where there was a nachyata for the first 5 years. But the problem is, if you're saying that the definition of the kitzuta is that there was a nachyata for 5 years, and nonetheless there's a machlokas about whether that's mutter or aser, according to the Man Yomro who says that's aser, that leaves you no option at all. There will never be a case in which a Talmud Chacham would ever be allowed to make a mortgage for somebody and still be able to eat the peirot. Because now you've left me no option. You're saying, well, there is a kitzuta. Yeah, but you said that the minimal kitzuta is us. So then what the heck would be mutter? So heki sharlamecha. No, there is a case. The way is to give a mashkanta desura. A mashkanta desura reads as follows. The mortgage reads, with mishlam shenaya ilim, tepuk ara da belo kesef. At the end of the period of the mortgage, the land that was being held as the mortgage will now be returned to you without further payment. So there's absolutely no chashash whatsoever, because it doesn't even look like it's arranged as a halvah. It looks like it's a sfirut. As a matter of fact, if somebody showed him a hold, that technically it really is a sfirut. What you're doing is you're paying me for the rights of the use of my field. The fact that you called it a halva'ah, I'm going to lend you X number of dollars, but you don't have to pay me back if I'm able to use your field for the next 10 years. This is not really a mortgage, it's really a rental. So a rental is straight out, never gets you into any problems of rebate, and it doesn't matter how much money you're making on it. Because it's always that way in a rental. The only question of rebate is where you're paying for money, but not where you're paying for something. So if you're not paying for the land, so fine, so I got a good deal. It's no different than any case where somebody wants to get cash and it makes me a good deal. We never look at that as rebate. That was the whole issue of Sfirut that we had in the Mishnah. That was the difference between the Reish and the Seif, if you recall. So that you can always do. And you can make good money on those kind of deals. But they don't look like rebate at all. They're not constructed along the lines of anything that could be seen as rebate. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereda Rav Yeshua Amrei Tarvayu, a mashkanta in an atu de misalke, a prepayable mashkanta, the din is that for all intents and purposes, you have no ownership of the land whatsoever, because you can't keep the guy off of the land if he pays you back. And therefore, if the lender dies, a balchov cannot collect from his yitomim, from his heirs, based on the rights, the liens that he has on the property. Because he doesn't really own it. As we said, the guy could just walk off with it at any time. Furthermore, his bechor will not get rights to double because it isn't his. And the only thing that a bechor gets rights to are not some rights of collection. They have to be actual kinyanim that he has. So there's no pishnai. Furthermore, Shvius would be Meshameit alone. Because where do we say Shviat is not Meshamed alone is where you have Kinyanim in a Mashka. But over here you have no Kinyanim in a Mashka, and therefore it's not considered to be a real Mashkanta. However, if it's a mortgage that cannot be prepaid, so then a Baal Chov can collect from it during that period, the Bechor is Noto Bishnayim, and Shviat is not Meshamed. Furthermore, says Marzut to Mishmeder of Papa, Har Mashkanta Ba'atu de Mesalke, Mesalke Afilu Mitarmi de Abudya. If you are eating perot from a mashkanta that is prepayable, and the guy prepays, he shoes you off the land even in terms of the dates that are already been shaken off the trees and are landed on the sacks, the budya, that are ultimately going to be folded and collected with all the dates in them. They would spread out this burlap underneath the tree, and then they would, anything that fell on it, they would walk off with. Well, you even walk off with that when you pay for your field. The Agbahano Besisni, however, if the one who had made the loan had actually picked up the dates in containers, then he would be kainit. And the truth is, Lamandio Makelev Shaloker Breshut Mocher is kana. If you hold that those bags, which belonged to the buyer, the so-called buyer, was really the lender, in this case, would be kana even when they're on the property of the seller, which is in this case the borrower, so then he doesn't have to live it. He would still be kainet. Now, how about if you made a particular deal with the bank? In other words, you have a location, let's say, where you can be misalik, and there's no prepayment problem. How about if a guy only wants to make the loan with an understanding that you cannot be misalik? So, pshita ba'atu de misalke ba'omer lo mistalakna. Look, you can make any condition you want in a financial transaction. So if you want to run counter to the common practice, it's no problem. As long as it's defined in the contract, it's fine. What I'd like to know is, how about if a guy agrees to allow you to be misalik yourself? Is that considered to be a gift, so to speak? And because it's a violation of the understood interaction of a mashkanta. And a gift needs to be confirmed legally. So what confirms it legally? If a person just says, I'm going to allow you to prepay, so does there need to be a kinyan in order to confirm that? Or is the mention of it in the context of the deal sufficient to be binding? So tzarech lamikin amine olo. Rav Papa amar lo tzarech lamikin amine. It's a straight out condition. Rav Sheshi b'rei Ravini amar, it's more like a gift, and tzarech lamikin amine. And v'yilchata tzarech lamikin amine. Indeed, he does have to make a kinyan of some kind to indicate his seriousness. If a guy says, Izavai Tezuzi, okay, I'm going to the bank, I want to transfer the money into your account. At that point, he cannot continue to eat the payroll. That's already considered to be sealed. Loach. But if he says, listen, I'm going to go and get the bank to put out the money to... yeah, right. Okay. So, Izavai Etrach Vai Tezuzi. Ravina says, no, you could still continue to be Erechel. Marzutra, the spirator of Mori, says, but, I mean, the point is that now the man is saying, that, look, you know, I want out of this. I'm going to do whatever I can to get out of it. Even that's considered to be lo Erechel. Ve'ilchata lo Erechel. Rav Kahana, Rav Pop, and Rav Ashi would not be Mekabel a Mashkanta, where they would be eating Benachyat. Because they held this question, does that mean la'alocha? They were marked on themselves as Tabir HaKomim. As we said before, that doesn't look good. Ravina would be Ocho Benachyata. Omer Marzutra, my time to demand Ocho Benachyata. They said, look, this is what Ravina's argument was. Did the Torah create a din called Steach Uzza? Yeah. What's the din of a Steach Uzza? Steach Uzza, he gives his field to Hegde until Shemitah. Well, Shemitah, there's an awful lot of parrots that you're going to be able to get, right? So over there is La Bava Gavdaka also perituva. Is it not true that even though Hegdesh could be eating all of those parrots all of these years, the Torah nonetheless gives him a right to be paid in that field? Omrachmana, koperikli barbazuzi. All he has to pay is a sela and a pundion a year to be able to get it back, is exerata katuv, for the din of Steachuzza. Now, what does that tell you? I mean, you see that the Torah is not makbid on achila of perot in a way where it's not done as a loan. You ought to take a look at that transaction of steach uzza and say, okay, what is that? It's basically a mashkanta that I can buy back at any time, right? If I want to be misalik, then I can be misalik then. You're telling me that the Torah would create the type of transaction in which be'etzem we would have asked the hedyo to do that because it's like ribit, but this is lechatchila how hedyo should be eating. It's very difficult for me to believe. I mean, surely there is an indication in the Torah's actions about tzedakah and hekdesh that are indicative of what is proper in terms of a transaction. So, hachinami lo shana, I say it's the same thing. I'm going over here, I don't know, basically, how many pairs he's going to have. We look at it as a sale and as a rebuying. I mean, what's an hachinina? If I have a right to rebuy by hekdesh, I also have a right to rebuy. Umanda asa. The one who says it's us or says, I have no idea what you're talking about. What in the world does stay achuza have to do with this? Stay achuza is a din of hegdish. Over there, hegdish, you don't pay back hegdish. You're poda hegdish. Pidyon is not buying. Pidyon is redemption. The fact that the Torah would say, redeem this on some kind of weird type of thing, this is the only way to redeem it. So that would bother you. That's the mode of redemption. Over here, the mode of redemption is sell of a punya. So you're saying, but the value of the redemption, what does the value of the redemption have to do with the price of eggs in China? Redemption is not kinyanim, in the normal sense, not buying and selling. And therefore, the Torah was ukme apidyon. The Torah was mami this field now on the act of pidyon. Here we're talking about a halva'ah. And in a halva'ah, it's payback, not pidyon. And payback is Mirzika Ribit. And that's the issue. What you're doing is you're looking at the bottom line. The bottom line is somebody is eating peyrot where you could have recovered it for lesser money. And you're claiming that's the issue. But that's not the issue at all. The issue is the transactional form. It's the modality that's the problem. And that's been true all along. All of the nafkaminas that we've made between Mechira and Halva, between Schirut and Halva'ah, between what appears to be a apotiki and a normal halva, and so on. These are all elements of the modalities, not of the amounts of monies that are being transferred. That was never the issue. We don't have anything against making money. We have something against making money as ribit. You want to make money as an investor? Please, gezinterei. You want to make money as buying and selling and getting great deals and selling them for much more than you got them because you knew where to buy where people needed money. Fantastic. Absolutely. That's the way to go. You found a place where the business is going to expand rapidly and you're going to make 50% of your money. By all means, invest. As long as it's not a loan. As long as it's an investment. So what are you bringing me a raya from Pidyon and Hekdesh? Omer of Nachman. Hash v'yomer rabbonin esmachta lo kanya. Hadar ara v'hadar peri. L'meimer the sover of Nachman mechila b'ta'ut lo havi mechila. V'yayitmer ha-mocher perot tekel l'chaviru. Omer avuna ad shlo bo l'olam yachol lachzor bo. Misha bo l'olam en yachol lachzor bo. Rav Nachman omer af misha bo l'olam yachol lachzor bo. V'omer Rav Nachman modina nonetheless that he shamed v'achol lo mafkin aminei because it was a mechila. Says the Gemara, so. Because it was vine. Here we're talking about a halva, which again is like rebit. Omar Rava, have yasim na kameder of Nachman boilu usve ona'a v'odik chazitan ailonit. Okay, here's what I was going to ask. Hari ona'a to mechila b'ta'uti v'lo avi mechila v'odik chazitan ailonit. He said basically to me, hari ailonit to mechila b'ta'uti v'avi mechila. It's not. But the truth is, says the Gemara, the whole thing is ridiculous. Lo hi, lo ona vitiyufta, lo ailonit is misayale, lo ona tiyufta de lo yada diite ona, then you should be mochel gabe. Velo ailonit misayale, the nechala, the type of clash, madi yishut, so it's not mechila betaut. Hahi itita de omre lo gabe, zil zvinli ara mikrivoi. Just let me ask you, look, you'll work it out. You know? So now, Ara is Hodra, Piribai. Do we say it's Ribit Ktsutsa Havi Vyotsa Bado Yanim? Or do we say it's Ribit Havi Vyotsa? Omar Rabba Baravuna Mistavra Kiavakribitav if Inyotsabadayani. Vakhen Omar Rava Kiavakribitav if Inyotsabadayani. Omale Abaya Larabba Mashkanta Mai. Hatam time of my mission to Lok Kotsle, in which case Akan I'm a Lok Kotsle. The guy just went to eat it without mentioning it. O Dilma is the whole point Hatam Zvine Akalva. Omale, no. Hatam time of my mission to Lok Kotsle, in which case Akan I'm a Lok Kotsle. Omar of Papi. Ovid Ravino Uvda Vakoshi Vapik Peri the Loka Rabba Baravuna. Omar Marbury the Ravyas Bishmay the Rava. Hai Mashkanta. Ba'ata the Misalke. The moment that he's Ochal Shir Azuza, you could be Misalikim from the ground. Ochal Tve, Lomavkini, Mineva Lomachashvina Mishtor Lishtor. However, if it would be Yatme, Ochal Shir Azuza Misalkin. And lay yes, but even if Ochal Tve Mavkini Mine and the Chashvina Mishtor Lishtor. From Rav Ashi, this makes no sense. Because the moment that you say, Ochal Tve Lomavkina Mine, then you also have to admit that Ochal Shir Azuzi Naimi Lomisalkina Lay Below Zuzi. Because, look, the bottom line is that Saluki Below Zuzi is the equivalent of Afuki Mine Avi. And if it's Avakribit is any Yotzibitayoni. In which case, of Rav Ashi, of the even, Yitomim Ktanim Kigdolim, that there's no quarter given, because it's not Yotzibitayoni, period. Omar Rava Breda Vyasa Bishmeda Rava. I mashkanta bahata misalke. Lo nechol ela benachyata. And the truth is that a Talmud Chacham, even benachyata shouldn't be. Because people will say he's getting it for too cheap. Ela b'may nechol b'kitzuta. Ein yichol l'man yom ha-kitzuta sharia. L'man yom ha-kitzuta asira ma'ikol ha-mimu. Di'it mar kitzuta pligi baravachu ravina. Chad omar kitzuta sharia v'chad omar kitzuta asira. Hechi domi kitzuta domi le'at chamei shnin achina l'abalo nachyata. Mikan ve'ach shamina l'chol kulu peri. Ikidi amri kol b'lo nachyata asur at all. What we're talking about a kitzuta, hechi domi kitzuta, domi le'at chamei shnin achina benachyata mikan ve'ach shamina l'chol kulu peri. So man dosu b'kamayit ashar b'bat raita, okay. But how about the man dosu b'bat raita? What would be the only possible way for a Talmud Chacham to eat? It's not benachyata, it's not b'kitzuta. So what would it be? It would be kemashkanta de surah, tektivit b'ach, b'mishlam shanya ilayim, tepuk arada b'lo kesef. Repop ravuna b'reidu rav Yehoshua amri tarvayu. Hai mashkanta b'atud mesalki ein balchov gove emenu, v'ina b'chor noto b'pishnayim, and shvias is mishamit. B'atud lo mesalki balchov is gove emenu, a b'chor is noto b'pishnayim, ואין שביעית משמטת. ויום המרזות המשמטת מפופה, המשכנתה באתו דמסלקי, מסלקלי אפילו מיתר מדעבודיה, ויאגבינו בסיסני, so then he was kidding, okay. למדר בכלב שלוקח, פשוט מוכר, כאן הלוקח, ואני אפילו לא אגבינו בסיסני, he would be kidding in the בודיה itself. פשיטה באתו דמסלקי, ואמר לא מסתלקנה, אוקו אומר, לא מסתלקנה. בבאתו דלא מסלק, ואמר מסתלקנה, מי? Tzorek l'miknamine, o lo. Rav Papa amal lo tzorek l'miknamine. Rav Sheshes, Brei de Ravini, amal tzorek l'miknamine. V'yelkata, tzorek l'miknamine. Omar izo v'ayte zuzi, lo ach. Izo v'etrak v'ayte zuzi, Ravino amal ach, amal zuzi, Brei de Ravmori, amal lo ach. V'yelkata, lo ach. Rav Kana, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, lo ach l'benachyata. Ravino was ach l'benachyata. Omar mazutu, by time, demand ach l'benachyata. Midi da havi haste achuza. Stay achuz alav afagav the gochel peri tuva. Nonetheless, omar achmona kaparikli barba zuzi. So chenami lo shema. Umadi also omar lecha. Stay achuz. That's a din of hegdish. Rachmona is making a din of hegdish on pidyon, not payback. Rochal va'ayin. So if it's payback, it's mixed like a ribit.